show.
I told you he's going to be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on the Shawnee Radio app. Yo. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. What? And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get them, Tanisha.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio app, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio app. All right, now. So, this episode is called Dutch. I've never been big on going Dutch. I've thought about it a couple of times. It had been mentioned, you know, sometimes before you go on a date or whatever, you kind of get that understanding of, hey, you know, I may not have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of money, you pay for yours and I'll pay for mine type thing. Or, you know, I kind of got to look at what Dutch actually is. You know, Dutch kind of means teamwork, you know. I bring some, you bring some. Kind of go Dutch in most marriages and relationships now, even though people don't even look at it that way. I guess there's a lot of Dutch situations out there. So, I was thinking about what does it mean to go Dutch. So, like, I pay for mine, you pay for yours. Sometimes, okay, it's quite not like that, but then maybe it's like, you pay for the movie and I'll get the popcorn. Or maybe it's, you know, we go on a cruise and you buy the tickets to the cruise and I'll bring the pussy. That's teamwork. That's Dutch. That sounds like going Dutch to me. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking about this whole going Dutch thing. But let me just tell you, I ain't going on no cruise with no unverified dick. That's just not happening. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going on a cruise without a man. I'm not going on a cruise with a bunch of damn women either. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I just think that that's a romantic setting. You're going to be eating and having a lot of sex. And the last thing I want is an unverified piece of meat with me that it's not going to stay hard, or, you know, he can't produce that henny dick effect. And, or, you know, it's small. I don't need that kind of aggravation. I'm on vacation. I'm on a beautiful vacation. I'm trying to create beautiful, amazing memories. So you have to go on those type of things with some verified dick. Like, I know that that's some... Yeah, but that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about going Dutch. And see, now I done got all stuck on the cruise piece because I made that little comment about, you know, going Dutch on the cruise. But I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I need to know that that's some blow-the-whistle type dick, you know. The blow-the-whistle type dick is like at the beginning of that song, Blow the Whistle with Too Short, he was talking about, I can't understand why I last so long. That's that type of shit. I love that damn song. But anyway, it's so funny that that song came to mind because I was really getting into it. You know, anybody else listen to that? I mean, you know, he said, I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. Yeah, boy, that is the type. You need some blow the whistle dick if you're going on vacation, period, cruise, anything. And fellas, this is the Dutch shit. It's not Dutch if you know you're not that dude. You know you're not that dude. You don't need to be. You need to go on a guy's trip. Y'all sit there and do some kumbaya shit, pull out your Bibles and pray or something. But don't be coming on the cruise with some bullshit dick and think I'm supposed, you know, I ain't like that. I got a type. I got a motherfucker type, okay? My type is don't let me down, motherfucker, because I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be salty. I'm going to pretty much turn this shit around and make it all your fault because that's the little piece of narcissist in me. And then I'm going to be like, you know what? You hate me, don't you? You fucking hate me. You brought your punk dick on this trip and you knew you couldn't do nothing, but you just wanted to cock block my ass anyway. You knew you wasn't about shit and I could have been fucking somebody that had it all together or somebody who got some blow the whistle dick and... You know, that's not going Dutch. That is an insult. Oh, God. But back to going Dutch, you know, the whole put some with some or you bring some to the table, I bring some to the table. We both going 50-50 type shit. So, I gotta say this. Some of you fellas can't fuck. You have a nice piece of meat and you can't fuck. You just can't. You may even have amazing stamina, but you can't fuck. That's crazy to think. Man, because you know, you put all this emphasis on just the size of it and then you get that and you can't fuck. Let me explain. Because this is this whole going Dutch situation. You know, I'm bringing tail, mouth. I bring a lot to the party. I'm bringing titties, booty, all of this to the table. And you fascinated with booty and ain't got enough penis to get through my butt cheeks. That's heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. That is a breach of contract. You know, you lied. You lied. You was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Oh, my God. It's such a disappointment. I can't even finish my thought. I mean, it's such a disappointment. You know, it's that's not Dutch. That's not anything. That is not for you. Another misrepresentation, because I don't know how I got on this, because they really need to get help. And I have to stop some of you fellas, because y'all always making a woman feel bad for not having a big ass. You know damn well you can't handle no big ass. You can't handle shit from the back. And let me say something to you motherfuckers that always want somebody to get on top of your lazy ass. First of all, you laying on your back. I always want somebody to fucking ride you. Let me just tell you this. You lazy ass. You need to get your ass up, work out. A woman is designed to receive, okay? You sitting on your lazy ass back, want me to bust my knees. Boy, I am old. And I'm not turning around reverse cowgirl and riding you like no frog. My knees say, bitch, if you don't get down, this has a 1 to 2 minute or a certain level of strokes limit. And you reach it immediately. Don't get me up there thinking this is how it's going to go. Then if I get up there and you got a nice size dick and I'm overstimulated, I'm not going to be up there long anyway because I'm about to fall out. So, you get your ass back over there in another area, another position, whatever, and work. That's why men need to have strong stomach muscles. Get your ass up and work out. You need to eat better because I am built to receive, period. Period. That's how I was made. I'm not made. I don't have the upper body strength to fuck you. That's not, I was meant to be fucked. Well, damn, that sounds terrible. I was built to receive. Let me rephrase. Damn, that really did sound terrible, didn't it? Oh. Anywho, like I said, I was built for you to do majority of the damn work. I'm not saying that we can't make this shit magical and this and that. And I'm not going to participate. I'm not no dead fish out the water. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not built for that hardcore ass work. I just wasn't. Again, this thing was built to receive meat, working, going, stroking. I mean, you get these dudes that get behind you and they just, all you feel is his hips or his pelvis up against your ass because he know he ain't got enough dick to pull back and actually stroke. Because if he do, he could come out. And ain't nothing fun about constantly having to put it back in. Just stay your ass out and go home. Just fucking go home. I mean, that's just so many things that really irritate me about somebody that can't fuck. I mean, and let me tell you, the guys with the really big penis, women be so excited, like, you know, he gonna have a skill set with this. It's too many of y'all out here that do not know how to fuck. You got this big old penis, and you got a lot of pussy control, or where you're not gonna bust quick, but you just in there hurting people. I'm not supposed to just be traumatized by you like that. All you do is hurt me. All you want to do is hurt me. You just trying to see what you can hit and damage. Man, fuck you, little boy. Don't come back over here with that bullshit. You wonder why you don't get no call back. Because my stomach hurt. And I think you a punk. And you need to grow the hell up. Damn. Hold up. That sound personal. That sound like a personal account. I'm not even finna anywho. So if you just in it for pain and not let other dumb shit, guess what? Newsflash, big dick, can't fuck. Little dick, can't reach, can't fuck. Lay it on your back, saying, come here, and you have sleep, can't fuck, go home, don't ever call me again. Damn, that sound personal too. I'm just speaking for all of the sisters that's ever went through this type of bullshit because, I mean, just somebody need to sit your asses down, sit these men down and tell them how to fuck. I mean, and maybe it's some women that need to learn how to fuck too because, I mean, whatever. I don't know. I don't fuck women, so I don't know. You know, what you got going on. You need to work on your stomach muscles, your back muscles, or whatever. You need to work on your flexibility. I don't know. I just realized how flexible I was the other day. And my daughter was like, oh my God, I can't believe you could really touch your damn ears with your knees at your age. I said, bitch, check me out. That shit was hot. But anyway, they need to be a class for men to really understand that and just start teaching them as young boys because they are really pissing women off. And they really are disadvantages, disservice for women who have never, really had a climax or orgasm because they, orgasm. Yeah, for, I got it. Yeah, orgasm. Anyway, you know, for women, there's too many women who have never experienced good dick, you know, a good experience or. You know, the situation just all foul. And then when they meet somebody, they kind of got it. And so, you know, you got these sisters up here with these high-ass fucking body counts because, you know, they trying to find the one that's consistent with they shit. Ooh, you know, consistency, that's a whole nother episode. You have to tune in because when I go in on that shit, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But, yeah, you know, And then, you know, to speak of going Dutch on this whole thing. So, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna eat your pussy, make it wet or whatever. Okay, okay. And then it get all wet. And then your monkey ass ain't got enough dick to go in there and you drown. You know, the ocean ain't for everybody. People don't really swim in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a big ass boat to go in the ocean. The ocean is just shit. Nigga, we don't even know what the fuck is at the bottom of the ocean. You want all this damn water and all this wetness down there, and then you get in there and I don't know whether you know, that's not cool. That's not cool. If you are not equipped to be messing with somebody in them areas, slow your roll. Slow your roll. Figure your game out. Figure what your limitations are, what you can and cannot do. Because not everybody can just go in there and do that. I mean, literally, I don't know. Let me say it again. The ocean ain't for everybody. The ocean ain't for everybody. And it's sad that I say it ain't for everybody, because when you cast a net in the ocean, some of everything comes out. Just know that the ocean is deep. It is mysterical. You know, it's mysteries and all these things about it. It's just, you're trying to figure out too much. How the fuck I get on the ocean from Dutch? Yeah, because, anyway, going back to 50-50. So, yeah, I started off with, I pay for mine and you pay for yours. Or, again, you go to the movies, you pay for the movie, and I buy the drinks. Actually, fuck that. I'm gonna buy the movie tickets, and you get the food. Because the food costs more than the damn movie. Every damn chance. Plus, if we go on Tuesday, I'm gonna get a damn discount anyway. At this point, we're gonna get a hellified ass discount, because the movie theater ain't even open, and we're probably gonna be watching some Netflix shit anyway. So, yeah. I think I screwed up on that Dutch shit, because I'm really trying to figure it out. You know, I'm really trying to figure it out. You know, about putting some with some and bringing the right energy, you know. I think of it also like, okay, women go get fly as hell. We're going to the club, going to the bar. We went through the damn coochie pack. And the hot girl pack, the WAP pack, all of that to get out there and just be our best self. And here come the guy that buy the first drink, right? He's so-so. He all right. He's smiling. He in your face. But he didn't beat his ass over there so he could out, you know, beat four other motherfuckers to buy you that drink. And then he wasting your motherfucking time with this drink. You know, you cop blocking with me by insufficient funds. Shit. I don't know what else to say besides you done sat there and fucked off my whole night talking, and I'm over there smiling, trying to be nice and shit, but I see brother over there at 12 o'clock. Or was he at 3 o'clock? He was probably about 4:15. I see him over there like, get away from that door because I got something for you. And I'm thinking, oh, you ain't over here buying me no drink. But he can't because you over there stuck with the duck. And the duck then bought you a drink and he done cock-blocked your ass all night. And that's the kind of energy that I don't need. I don't want that type of energy. I don't, damn sure I don't want that kind of energy on no cruise. That's not Dutch. That is damn. So that is damn. And that's what I mean about I'm not going on no cruise with, you know, some unverified dick. And I think I kind of explained going Dutch. I'm pretty sure it'll probably come up again at some later point in time. What going Dutch means and what it don't mean. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I bring something to the motherfucking table, and I think most people do. So yeah, that's what Tanisha said.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we hear. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we hear.